כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הלוש מהשמיים ומים שמעל השמיים. הלו שמש וירח, הלו כל כוח ואור. So this Mishnah, like we're saying, describing the greatness of the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Malachim that are so spiritually pure, detached from the physical world that we can't even be matzik them. That's the highest level of creation that Hashem made, which, like we said, is permeated with goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only chasodim, only good. And then it goes down from one level to the next. And the level that is already shafted us, the things that we could see, are the sun and the moon, and the koyche, or the koychom that we could see with our eyes. We know there's numbers we can't count, amount of stars that exist. And all those have some purpose as being part of the Bria. But the Kofrei Or and the Shemesh HaRiach are the things that we interact with, the things that we see with our eyes. And these are things for us to see the Hilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way everything was set up exactly in the right position. So the sun is this ball of fire, non-stop atom bombs going around, creating the energy and the light. And with exact distance away from it, that makes it sustainable for life. A little bit too close, we'd burn up, and if too far, we'd freeze. And we're talking about millions of miles, but we're in perfect position. And the way the world spins around on an axis, that we should have the different seasons. Every part of the world should get its turn of the sunlight and the heat that's necessary. And you know, even the moon has effect on the world. It has effect on the tides and other things, the gravitational force. So these are things, the more we pay attention to them, the less we take them for granted, and the more we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the special Bria he made for us. Because it wouldn't exist without these things. So when we look up every day or every night, it shouldn't be like everybody else just looks up and, okay, another day, another night. It should bring us up to a feeling of distractions, excitement. Like, we should feel this hilul. We should appreciate the tremendous praise of Hashem that these Brias were created in exact perfection. I'm giving us what we need for life, whether it be the heat, whether it be the light, whether it be the different elements that spew through the universe like exploding stars and supernovas and all kind of other things going on out there. That it's all part of the grand plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a world which is so fitting for us and so perfect and so comfortable for us. And when it gets a little bit hot, a few degrees hotter than we're comfortable with, we all complain it's too cold. But think about it. The system of just putting a ball of fire and having the heat regulated so close to exactly what we feel comfortable in on a constant basis, it's an amazing thing. And we think of that, we see the precision of the year, precision of all the different celestial bodies, how they were made exactly in the right shape and size and distance and heat and elements to keep the world going. That should always be mechazikos, that hilul, that praise to Hashem. I think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made exact and perfect with special hashgacha for our benefit. And that takes us through every day of our life. And this is the only way to build bitachon, to pay more attention to the tremendous hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world, in our world, and all the chokhmah there, and realize how special this world is and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about me in all circumstances. and made such a perfect career for me. And then, when we go through different situations in life, we'll, Yetzer Hashem, go through them with the right attitude, with the Simchas Hachaim, and grow from every situation in the proper fashion, and bring Nachas Ruach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111